We're following up on a story we reported last week about a New York City couple who survived a Christmas Day plane crash in Myanmar. Alan Locus and Susanna Weiss are founders of a Buddhist meditation center on the Upper West Side. They're expected to return to the city this week. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports their family and followers at the center are continuing to learn lessons from this experience.
The Community Meditation Center on the Upper West Side met for the first time this weekend without their leader. In a community center basement with stackable chairs and Christmas decorations hanging from the ceiling, there's a nervous energy as regulars anxiously awaited updates on 72-year-old Alan Locus. They listen raptly as one of the board members, Allison McCormick, reads a letter his wife, Susanna Weiss, sent from Singapore.
Okay. Dear Sangha, Alan and I are in a strange land with different languages, foreign customs and traditions. We have been in such difficult conditions and desperate circumstances with great physical, emotional, and spiritual pain.
Locus is world-renowned for his teachings. He and Weiss founded the center after 9/11. It focuses on the practical aspects of Buddhism and meditation. The couple was in Myanmar for the holidays and left Mandalay heading north for a hiking trip when their plane crash-landed in a field near the airport, bursting into flames. Weiss suffered a broken vertebrae. Her husband sustained major burns on his hands, legs, and head. Speaking from Singapore last week, Weiss says more than 15 years of meditation has prepared them well for this.
The only way we've survived is being so in the present moment. For now, we have to put the future aside because it's going to be a long, difficult road. And if you consider that, it would be just overwhelming.
On Sunday, Locus's 38-year-old daughter Samantha Koppelman told the center one of the first things her father asked about was how the center was doing.
The most important gift you could give to my dad and Susanna right now is to continue to show up here and to bring here your love, your prayers, your kindness, and the friendship that has overwhelmed me from everyone.
The session on Sunday was led by famous spiritual leader Sharon Salzberg.
You can sit comfortably, close your eyes or not, however you feel most at ease.
She discussed the value of stillness, gratefulness, and community. Nancy Goldfarb has been attending weekly sessions on the Upper West Side for the last 3 years. When she got an email from Weiss about the plane crash, she assumed it was some sort of spam until she Googled Burma plane crash.
And there it was. And then I saw images and pictures, and it was gut-wrenching because I was trying to remember Alan's teachings of accept things as they are and don't push away and don't cling to anything other than reality.
Locus has had 2 skin grafts and remains in good spirits, according to family and friends who've spoken with him. He's expected to be medevaced to New York Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday. The center will continue holding sessions until Locus and Weiss return. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.